Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones. I'm joined, as always, the one and only Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Week 5 on the beach in Mexico, and there was no shortage of ridiculous drama.
It's crazy to think that we're only like halfway through the season, and I feel like we should be near the end.
Yeah, oh my God, there are 4 weeks of episodes left after this?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel after last night's episode, I feel like we should, like next week should be finale week.
There's 16 hours of this show left.
When you put it like that, that's really sad.
Buckle in, folks. If we still have 16 hours left and this is the drama we're getting, only imagine what we could be getting over this next month of episodes.
If we can get through it, you can get through it.
That's right. And where do you even want to start this week? Because there were multiple love triangles and breakdowns. And how would you like to start this wonderful day off?
I mean, I guess we can just finish Lace off. Not too much. I think we were expecting more of a Lace hurricane, as they were saying. Mm. We didn't really get that. And I ended up kind of just feeling bad in the end. I mean, everyone was saying, oh, she's so deserving of love. And they all were sad to see her leave and kind of just like said, oh, we feel so bad, bye. And then like slowly pushed her off the beach. Like, okay, next round of drama. What's going to happen next?
Well, the same people that were saying, oh, she's going to turn into Lacifer, were happy to comfort her and say, oh, I really wish that she could find love. And sure, I think we all want her to find someone eventually.
Right.
But if this doesn't make it so abundantly clear that she's not going to find it on a show like this, I mean, I think we knew that already. Like, as soon as she stepped on the beach, I think it was pretty clear. But I mean,
yeah,
come on, Lace. It's for her to say, like, I just can never find love. I mean, maybe take a second and think, maybe just not on these shows.
Yeah, maybe just stop. Like,
yeah.
Find a different way.
Yeah, because she's, you know, I'm sick of not being able to find someone, .. should say, on reality shows.
Right. Like,
and by and large, I think for as, and using other people's words, like as crazy as she is and as tornado as she is, she had like pseudo success on Paradise last time. Mm-hmm. It was just a long time ago.
Yeah.
But for that then to not work and then come back with the attitude she had of just assuming it wouldn't work and how everyone sucks. But then it was great because Rodney's the best after like a day. And it's just time to move on.
Yeah. Hopefully she can find a different avenue of finding love. And it's not like a Nick Viall, like third time's a charm, like come back.
Yeah.
I mean, tough. I guess technically that was her third time if you count her other season. But yeah, I mean, hope she finds love not on our TVs.
Yeah, and I think Rodney handled it as best as he could. I mean, there's really no way to there's no way to do this easy, whether it's Lace or otherwise.
Yeah, you know, no, I think he did it the best he could. I mean, given the situation, I think it was, he did fine.
yeah, it's as well as you could possibly hope to handle a situation like this. And we have a few of these this episode, and you can see like the good way and the not so good way to break the news to someone. And so you have this love triangle, if you can even call it that, of Rodney, Lace, and Eliza. And it, by and large, was pretty drama-free for all the buildup.
Yep.
And I think the other...
She went pretty quietly, honestly, compared to what she could have done.
Like some of the people on the beach, I, too, was just waiting for the match to be lit and just explosion everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of surprising that she went quietly. But then you have the other one of Shanae, Logan, and Kate, which I think is the perfect way of not handling it from all sides. This is the rare love triangle with all three sides being pretty shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. Not great on anyone's side. Mm-hmm. Like all three of them failed.
And so I don't even know where you want to start with these three, because this is a rare case where I don't think anyone is a winner between the three of them.
No, one is a winner.
Did any of the three handle themselves better than the other? I don't even know that they can be ranked.
I don't think so. I mean, I think Logan thought he did the best he could. Definitely could have done better and then maybe moved further away with Kate after the whole Shanae thing happened. I don't know. I feel like Shanae would have been fine. And that's fine as in Shanae's world. Like, I think if she didn't do the whole, if she didn't go back and she didn't get into it with Kate, I feel like we would have been like, okay, that's how we expected Shanae to handle it. I mean, we expected her to go back and start more drama and scream and yell and call people names. But, nothing was surprising, I guess.
Yeah.
For how she handled it.
Well, because I think we've been talking about Shanae 2.0, Shanae-nay, all these different angles of Shanae that we've been dealing with from her season to now. And more or less, we've seen the new Shanae, the better, you know, new and improved Shanae. And I think you're right, if she would have just sat down with him and he wasn't into it, like, fine, let him go. That could have been the further, that doesn't mean let someone walk all over you, because I don't think he handled it well.
Right.
But like you said, it's that second time back where she then decides not just to go back.
Couldn't help herself, but to like go and like put the daggers deeper, like just let it go.
Yeah. And
she was really only Shanae 2.0, honestly, for two episodes. Like she's like I said, she's slowly becoming how she was for her whole season.
Yeah. And you nailed this last week, because everyone was still very much, and a lot of people still are, giving her the benefit of the doubt. After no one was originally, then there seemed to be a wave of like, no, come on, she's there. And you caught this earlier than anybody, because there's been more and more of the Shanae we all know creeping through. And immediately when she felt spurned, you saw her immediate reaction was to go to the bullying Shanae that we always knew, which is making fun of Kate, calling her loud, and she sounds like a man, and I didn't want him any, and all of a sudden just a, like full on attack to everyone. And that's the Shanae that we saw for, you know, 2 months, that we just learned to, you hate to use the term, but hate, and just never want on our TV again.
Yeah.
And there's been more of that than not. And I think we were blinded by the new Shanae a little too much.
Yeah. And I wonder if this whole thing would have been differently if the girls had been with Shanae from the beginning, because the girls who came in didn't know, quote unquote, that she changed. You know, like they just see her as how Shanae always was, how awful she was in the season, especially Kate, because you know, how she attacked her on Women Tell All, and
which I had forgotten about, by the way, when she
honestly
brought
that me up, too. Like I didn't, because Kate was still kind of like a, yeah, I want to say nobody, but we didn't get a ton of FaceTime. She was gone relatively early, not too early, but earlier than
she was the classic example of somebody that wanted to make a name for themselves exactly. on Women Tell All, and because she didn't get enough FaceTime during this her season.
Exactly. So I wonder if it would have been a little bit differently if they had known that, you know, there was a side that changed early on coming down to the beach. But Kate just knew her as the, you know, this is just, she's an awful person. I won. I got the man. And let's just like go at it on the beach.
Which also isn't great though, because Kate, her
attack, definitely not standing up for Kate for sure.
And notwithstanding of her attack on Women Tell All, because at that point, I don't think even if it was a lot, it would be hard to fault anyone for going after Shanae because of how awful she was on her season and how she treated people. But Kate was another one who could have just, okay, listen, this is what we're here for. We're here to explore different things. She already quickly pivoted, and we'll get to Jacob in a minute, but from Jacob to Logan, and hey, this happens. This is paradise. This is what we're here for. But to then decide to celebrate hurting Shanae more than actually being with Logan showed you all you need to know about Kate. She had no interest in actually being with Logan. She just wanted to be with someone who could hurt
Shanae.
Yeah,
and you're
Shanae.
Just as bad. You're just as bad if you're acting the same way as the person you're being mean to.
Yeah, because all she was talking about more than anything, it wasn't, oh, I'm glad this, like to Logan, she said, I'm glad this is over and we can be together. But in her confessional, all she's talking about is, oh, it feels so great to be victorious over Shanae.
Yeah.
And for all the talk about who thinks it's a game, who's juggling what, whatever, that's the epitome of gameplay and making it seem more like I'm the winner and you're the loser.
Exactly.
And in this case, we're all losers. The people in the triangle, those of us that needed to watch this, like it was just
that's where Nation is loser.
It was just loser all the way around. Although there was one winner, I thought, out of that, I guess, again, not the triangle, but maybe the offshoot of that triangle. And as I said, that's Jacob, because I understand he's sort of the comic relief, if you will, because it's, you know, he's always zen and doing his breathing exercises and everything. But when out of nowhere, Kate is like, deuces, he's another person that could have been like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And he instead, this must just be who he is, was very, yeah, that's okay. And not only is it okay, but I'm not going to pull the classic paradise of, oh, someone turned me down, but the other person isn't here yet, so I can just go back to them, guarantee that I have a couple, and everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, and the whole Kate and Logan thing, like, I thought I missed something. I was like, how did I miss that Kate and Logan got together? Like, what was that? And then they did, like, this 2-second flashback of a conversation we never had, and all of a sudden they're like soulmates. I was so confused. I was like, how did I miss like a full episode? Like, what, how did Kate and Logan even, I never even saw them talk before. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, that was
super random.
Bachelor in Paradise whiplash, because the fact that out of nowhere they're talking about, oh, I want to explore this, and then they quickly show the scene from last night and like, oh yeah, I want to, you know, do something. Oh yeah, all right, cool.
And now they're like exclusive.
Yeah, and like, this is the greatest thing ever. And
like, that was probably an important like scene or conversation to see.
and you know, we had been watching for this whole, you know, poor man's Casa Amor, Jill just be gutted by this whole situation.
Poor Jill.
And she finally gets back to the beach, because we all knew she was never leaving before that. Let's just be honest.
Obviously.
So she, you know, she's so excited to see Jacob, and Jill continues to be like, I couldn't even talk to the other guys. Oh my God. I just don't even... And I thought, first of all, Sai told it all. So they sit down and he's just like, okay. I think at that point she probably knows what to expect.
Well, and like, I don't think she did.
She, yeah, just... that's, well, because then he leads off with, well, I went on a date with Kate, and she can't stop laughing about it because that tells you all you need to know about Kate, who right. in her mind is basically Shanae 1.0 times two. Like in her mind, she's like, that's ridiculous. Really? Yeah. Like Kate of all people?
Yeah.
And so, but she says fine. And then I don't know. How do you think Jacob in his zenness handled this? Well,
I mean, he was definitely avoiding it. Like, he sat down and she's like, okay, tell me everything. He's like, well, let's start with you. Like, how was your, like, tell me everything you did and tell me, I heard guys came in. Like, did you talk to any? And she's like, I didn't do anything. Okay. I asked you, like, what do you, and he was, I mean, you could see him talking to Michael A before it, like, what do I even say? Like, what do I do? And he was kind of like, he was definitely avoiding it for sure. But I mean, he did. I think if he failed, he would have been like, no, I realized like, let's give it a try. Like, let me, after he was telling the camera, like, Jill's not my person. I don't want to be with Jill. Like, I don't know how I'm going to handle it when she comes back. Like, I'm glad he didn't switch last minute and be like, no, like, let's just, so we could stay or so we could, you know, stay
guaranteed couple, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but he did fine.
Yeah, and
he didn't do bad.
Yeah, I also don't have a problem with how Jill reacted, because yeah, that's got to be the worst feeling, in that you are 100%. Oh, I'm just all about Jacob, and then
100%.
Yeah, not even didn't waver at all, and then immediately you get back, and oh, first of all, it's Kate, and then oh, she rejected you. But her rejecting you told you, I'm not your person. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
And for her to, you know, I'm with you. Like, this idea of at the end of these bad breakups, like, can I give you a hug? No. Yeah. What are you talking about? Like, I have no problem with her just up and leaving.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't think Jacob did anything wrong either. You know, he did. It's a pretty crappy situation. But like you said, instead of just sticking around for the sake of sticking around, now he also could have gone home. Right. Which we've been down that road before.
Yeah. I really thought that he was going to say, no, yeah, I missed you. Like, I did go on a date, but let's just like see what happens. And I'm like, and I would have screamed, because the entire time for his in the moments was just like, she is not my person. Like, I don't want to be with her, essentially. So I'm glad that he at least just was like, no, you know what? It's not
gonna and happen. In general, like 99% of the time, I don't like poking fun at what someone might do for a living, because it's silly, because as long as you do what you do well and enjoy doing it and aren't a jerk, that's all that matters. There's no one mm-hmm. better than anyone else, all this. Yeah. However, I would be lying if I said I didn't laugh when she said that a Lyft driver broke her heart, and that how could she have fallen in love with someone that sold his couch for cash? Legitimately cackled.
Yeah. Well, like, at least she's already on her way to being like, I deserve more than Jacob.
Yeah. And,
but yes, I definitely laughed out loud for sure.
So, good parting gift. She decided to leave. And sort of, I think Jobs is a good, or, you know, or Future Plans, I think, is a good transition to sort of the Victoria, Alex, and Johnny love triangle, mm-hmm. because that gave us more insight, I think, to anything else. Because when Victoria was trying to spin this, and I can't believe I'm sort of defending Johnny, because I, you know, I thought he was the person coming in here with the least intention of actually making any connection, because we saw him for 2 months go out with Gabby. And then when they decide, you know, he went from, I don't think I can get engaged, to that means peace out. Okay. See you around, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I think we know what kind of dude this is. And then for him immediately to go on this show, but he seems to be all in, although we guess we can talk about what all in really means. Mm. Because Victoria, is it because she's interested in Alex or because she just doesn't want to stay with Johnny because she doesn't see him as maybe, again, checking the boxes. If you drank every time someone mentioned,
oh my gosh,
checking the boxes,
list.
You would still be knocked out drunk at this point.
Yeah. I don't think she's into Alex. I think she's into the idea of what Alex is. Like, I forget which one of the guys said it, but like he's successful, he's older, he's ready for a family, he wants to be married. Like, that's everything that she wants. But I think she says she knows what she wants. And I think the idea of Alex is perfect. And she said it's perfect on paper. She never said Alex is perfect for her. She said he's perfect on paper. And I think she's just in love with the idea of Alex. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's Alex for sure.
No offense to Alex. I don't know how it could be Alex.
Yeah.
Not saying he's not a good dude, but from what we've seen of him, not exactly the most compelling personality.
Mm. Yes.
And for
Victoria, I think she wants someone established, someone successful, older. Clearly, that's like the new theme to this whole entire franchise is age, apparently. And then just the idea, what he represents, that's what she wants, and she wants it soon. And she said she knew from the beginning Johnny didn't want that or wasn't ready for that right now. And then she met someone who was ready for it, and she was like, oh, that's what I need. I don't think it's Alex. I think it's what he can provide right now.
And I think they were both.
Which is destined for disaster.
Absolutely. And when Victoria and Johnny sort of tried to have a conversation a couple different times, they were both coming from legitimate places, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that they were, more Johnny, I guess. I don't know that they were totally hearing each other because Victoria was.
They weren't.
Because Victoria made it pretty clear, like, hey, we were having a good time and I liked being with you. But at the same time, you specifically told me you're not in a place where you're ready to get engaged, which she didn't see, but we just saw on his season. He made mm-hmm. that abundantly clear. And that's with someone he was dating for an extra month and a half than he was with Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And which in bachelor time obviously matters. In real life, you'd be like, oh, wow, a whole extra month and a half.
Wow.
But in bachelor time, that matters. And so I think it's fair for her to ask these questions, and it's not, I think he took it as an attack on, oh, I'm not this financial dude. And it goes back to, oh, if you have this job or that job, that makes you lesser. I don't think she was saying that because she just said, what are your career goals? She didn't say, what is your goal to make sure you're making $500,000 a year?
Yeah, you need to make this amount.
Yeah, or you need, what are your, you know, what's your path to becoming a manager somewhere? You know,
right.
She just literally wanted to know, what are you passionate about? What are, in 5 years, what do you see yourself doing?
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny, I think if we all were just to guess, and the fact that he wouldn't even answer her, would say, listen, Johnny just wants to have fun for the next 5 years and go do club appearances and sell stuff on Instagram
mm-hmm.
and go to music festivals.
See
and
what just, happens.
Yeah, yeah. And just go with the flow. And while Victoria by no stretch is old,
mm-hmm.
if she does in fact want 5 children, she's going to need to start knocking those out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, if she wants to biologically have them, that's just science, my people. Yeah. And so she's asking one thing, and instead of just trying to answer the question, he's on defense. Like, why are you attacking me? If that's what you want, then go do your thing. And it's like, what do you mean if that's what you want? Yeah. She just wants to know if you have any goals.
Goals in life.
Yeah. Like if somebody were to ask me like, what are your career goals? It's not like I'm saying, oh, by the way, I'm going to go leave what I'm doing now to go be a day trader or whatever. Yeah. It's, I would say, hey, this is what I like to do. I like to talk into a microphone and I like to, you know, do things with music. That's fine. Like whatever you're passionate about, just answer her.
Yeah.
The fact that he couldn't come up with a single.
Yeah. And chose defense is.
I think that tells you all you need to know about where Johnny is and why they probably could have just, you know, right there.
Yeah.
Because whether it's Alex or not, and I doubt it is, she clearly wants someone that has a plan. Mm-hmm. And Johnny seems like the exact opposite of someone that has a plan.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this ends up ultimately, because this is a triangle that is very fluid.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Clearly. But I just don't understand. I think Johnny eventually, when he gets back and people are talking to him about this, he'll realize like, oh yeah, I probably should have just answered the question.
Yeah.
And or realized I'm still where I was a week ago. I don't want to now get engaged and I'm not ready to have children. Yeah,
not there.
Well, let's move on. Now I understand it's hard to lose someone like Victoria, because I think we'd all agree in the Bachelor Nation mm-hmm. pecking order, she'd be near the top there, a very hot commodity.
Yep.
So of course you don't want to have that person leave you for Alex no personality. That's fine. But you really think that Johnny is in a position where he's ready to get engaged? Forget about on the beach anytime in the next couple of years.
No.
And I think that's ultimately where this ends
just
up.
Just find someone that also just wants to have fun for 5 years.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the crazy thing about, like, Johnny should have just embraced that, which I think is how Jacob sort of embraces everything, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But just go with that. Say, no, you're right. You know what? This sucks. I wish we could have just hung out and had fun. But clearly you're past the hang out and have fun portion of your life. You do you, as opposed to it being an attack. This is more of what I expected from Johnny, by the way.
This is why
I was so surprised last
week. This is what we're waiting for.
Yeah, when we went into this Casa Amor situation and he was, nope, I'm not interested in anyone. That's why this was so surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the Johnny I thought we all were dealing with. We had Jill constantly sobbing, constantly crying. And who was joining her? That was Genevieve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I need to get back to Aaron. This is something that needs to happen. What were you thinking starting with Jesse just stoking their anxiety right into her return to the beach?
I mean, brilliant for views, horrible for the girls. But I mean, it was definitely like provoking the anxiety, but also like he wasn't lying. Like it is a completely different beach and you're not going to have boyfriend. Some of you aren't going to have boyfriends going back into it, and kind of just put everyone on edge even more, which you didn't think was possible, but it was. But no, I mean, she definitely was eager to get back. And I thought Aaron would play with her a little bit more, like go into it pretending that he did have a connection with someone else and then like drop the bomb, because I feel like that's his move in Paradise, like from last season. But no, they really do genuinely seem happy with each other and they seem like a good match. So we'll see if that lasts or if it's more of just friend-ish. Not sure.
I thought he did do a little bit of that when he sort of was setting her up for, mm-hmm. you know, oh, well, there were women here and whatever. It's like, but no, and she basically wanted to punch him in the face, which I appreciate. And they just seem like this perfect Paradise couple. And it's tough with Aaron because of the bromance we saw last year and how mm-hmm. he just picked up at a second and was like, yo, I'm leaving with my boy. Like, those mm-hmm. are big facts.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little tentative And then especially seeing the scenes from next week, like, I hope that's just really interesting editing and they're splicing things around to make it look like these two get on a different page, because it was refreshing to see both sided from the beginning. Nope, I'm not interested in anyone else. Mm-hmm. They went through the entire week, weren't interested in anyone else. And now they're back together and everything's great. That's, I think, that would be quite the shock to then something silly break them apart where they're like screaming at each other and she's for real, like, I gotta leave again.
Yeah.
Book my ticket.
You still have 16 hours.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if you're gonna fill 16 hours, you need to fill it with some drama somewhere, but mm-hmm. I don't know. You see these two together and they just seem, I don't know. It seems like it works. Like, am I nuts? Like,
no, it's the, like, he's perfect paradise couple.
Well, that's a great, I think, segue into maybe the best paradise couple that we've seen ever. Brandon and Serene.
Yep.
You had these two who also told each other, no, we're good. They both went their separate ways, didn't even look at another person.
Mm-hmm.
And then they both get to the beach and you would think it's like, I love how they did the slow motion run. Yeah. And there was just no doubt on either side. Like, it was just,
yeah, I wish it was just Brandon and Serene and not Victoria and Johnny, because that was kind of like not real, but I felt like that was so real. Brandon and Serene, and they were inseparable the whole day, and they're really great together.
Yeah. And I would, at this point, and it's wild to even say this, I would be surprised if they aren't engaged in 16 hours from now,
mm-hmm.
which is bizarre to be saying when we're, again, 5 weeks, but really only like a week in paradise time or 2 weeks mm-hmm. in paradise time, that we're like, oh yeah, I would put money on the fact that they're engaged at the end.
Oh yeah. 100%.
And I think that's where we're at with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how wild is that?
I know. They're like that first instant, like, they've been inseparable. I think that's great.
And is there any reason to think that they won't? I mean, am I missing something here? Where?
No, not one of them has even, I think, gave their relationship a second thought. And like, they didn't even, when Serene came back to the beach, I feel like there wasn't even a question. Like, did you have a connection with someone else? Did you talk to anyone else? Like, it was just like, oh my gosh, I missed you. Can't wait to see you. Like, let's go hang out. Like, there wasn't even any doubt, I feel like, in either of their minds that was like, did you find someone else?
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think we're in the same place. We'd be shocked at this point if this wasn't something well beyond paradise.
Yes.
And being on the same page, by the way, talk about Andrew and Brittany. Because when Brittany comes back to the beach, it seemed like, similar to Logan and Jill, they were both fishing for, like, are you going to say you're with someone? Like, both of them were hoping they had an out.
Yeah.
Not realizing, oh, we both have an out. Like, they wanted it, but then they were fishing to make sure, like, maybe you'll say it first.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's how I expected it to go. I didn't expect any drama to come from that. They don't really seem like dramatic people, which is crazy saying, like, if you're part of this franchise, that's pretty crazy. But I don't know. That's how it should have, they both should have handled it, because they were both, you know, at first they were like, nope, I'm sticking with Andrew, I'm sticking with Brittany. And then Andrew was kind of all in on Brittany, but Brittany's like, ooh, Tyler. And then kind of explored that, but was like, no, I need to talk to Andrew first. And they were both very respectful of each other without being in the same place. But realized that they had stronger connections with other people.
It was hilarious to hear.
Kind of for Andrew, I guess.
Brittany tell Tyler that about, well, I need to have the conversation. You don't want to be disrespectful. And then they just full out make out. So, yes, in theory, that's great because you don't want to do anything before having a conversation. But, well, I guess we're just talking about pursuing each other and being. So in the meantime, let's make out. And same thing with Andrew. Like, I don't know. You know, we have to see where I'm with Brittany and then we're going to make out. So it's they really were on like identical paths.
Yeah. And I'm glad nothing really came of the whole Shanae going like to the whole Brittany and Tyler situation at the at the other place. I'm glad that was kind of just like squashed by like, okay, let's go back to the beach.
Yeah. And because thank God Genevieve didn't start.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That, because it would have been so unnecessary. She's not really interested in
Tyler. She almost did. It was close. It was a choice. It was a choice.
Thankfully, she didn't choose violence. Let's just put it that way, because we didn't need any of that. And Tyler, I mean, I'm still 100% Team Tyler. I think after watching the end of last season, I think Rachel's probably now Team Tyler, and having lived through that shit show that she created for herself. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, don't have enough time to get there with Tyler, but Tino, so I think Brittany and Tyler sort of work together, and much like everyone
they're
else,
they're adorable. I think
they really
adorable.
Are. And someone said to me, they popped in and they're like, why does Tyler look like a child with muscles? And I never really thought about it that way. And he is
because
young looking.
He is a child with muscles.
And it's like, okay. But I still think that they look cute together. I think Brittany and Tyler work. Yes. Much like every other Bachelor in Paradise relationship, it looks like there's going to be some bomb in the middle of it because, listen, they're both desirable people. Maybe they're going to go on other dates and we'll see what happens. But I think this all worked out, this little, it's not even a triangle. I guess it's more of like a square because Jesenia and Brittany and Tyler and Andrew were all sort of in it. But I think this part worked out sort of as best as it could.
Yeah, I didn't understand the whole Jesenia thing at the end of the episode of her taking Tyler away. That was, and we kind of didn't get anything. Like, it was kind of a cliffhanger, but kind of not. Just really bizarre, like, and unnecessary, because I don't think, it doesn't seem like anything comes from that. So I just wonder what that was.
Yeah, I actually have it in my notes. I said throwaway scene because what was the purpose of that? Because even when Jesenia pulled Tyler over there, she didn't say like, oh, I've wanted to talk to you. It was, I thought we should talk because Brittany was involved with Andrew. Yeah. I'm involved with Andrew.
Okay. What is there to say?
I think you literally just said it all. Cool.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Good job. Good effort. Like, what are we doing here? So that's a good point.
Tyler was like, ha, yeah.
Which at the same time, clearly there's still some, maybe it's, you know, they've been together for an hour and a half. So he's clearly still very open to other people. But this just was so bizarre from Ksenia, who, you know, has made a couple comments here and there already, that much like Sarah, both of them seem to have this idea of I was wronged, or I'm just going to take, almost enjoy other people squirming.
Yeah.
I almost think like that was why she brought him over there, just to make Brittany squirm, because Brittany was involved with Andrew, but that doesn't really make sense. The same way that Sarah was somehow taking joy in all the stuff that was taking place because it didn't work out with her. Like,
yeah,
I understand there's a lot of time to kill on the beach, but this just seems bizarre.
Yeah, it was weird. Hopefully that was just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, so we should have like gotten rid of that time and shown like Kate and Logan talking.
So I'm just assuming that there's nothing comes from that too. Like I said, I have it here, like throwaway scene. I understand we need more hours to fill, but so, I mean, our cliffhanger, I guess, was Victoria and Johnny and Alex, Victoria talking about checking boxes again, even though she claimed I've never made a list. And then she literally makes a list.
Yeah.
And says checking boxes. So I don't know if maybe she doesn't understand what goes into making a list.
Yeah.
And that you check things off a list. Maybe she doesn't fully get that.
I think she feels something with Johnny, but wants the idea of Alex. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see on that one.
Was there anyone else on the beach that caused drama that we're missing?
Maybe the two Australians will get together. I mean, maybe they have history. I don't watch the Australian version.
Nor do I. For all the trash TV I watch, that is not one of the Australian.
I haven't branched into Australian yet, but
I do watch Australian Survivor, by the way. And you have to go. Yeah. Oh yeah. You have to, there's like a Facebook group that provides links. It's a whole thing.
Oh my God.
But it's great. It's even better than the American version, but I digress.
I wish we knew like who they compared to in America that we could judge them based off of.
Well, cause you
like,
got
this. Oh, Florence is like Shanae in Australia. Okay. Well, now that's in my mind. So now I'm going to watch and judge her.
What's the Thor dude's name? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
Yeah. So the fact that his highlight is somehow putting mayo and mustard on eggs and saying, well, this is all we have. This isn't like, you know,
you can eat eggs plain.
Yeah, this isn't a Food Network chopped basket where you have to use the ingredients because they're here. You're allowed just to have eggs and not add the mayo because it's at your disposal.
Yeah, no.
So that's all we ever knew about him. And before we sort of get to looking forward to next week, whatever happened to Olu? Like,
you know,
like all of a sudden he's gone, but then they're showing clips and he's sitting in the background, like just chilling in a chair. It was so confusing. And then you had Florence, who probably should have had the same fate. She should have just been gone. But then she's out of nowhere doing commentary from the peanut gallery.
Yeah, I don't understand why they had to send the two guys home and they didn't send two girls home.
Yeah, it's so bizarre that you had these new people that serve no purpose and yet they were sort of gone, but then still, because obviously they have to show us some things out of order. I get that.
Yeah.
But then why send him home? And like, just let him stick around until the end and then they're just not there, as opposed to.
Or bring them back, like
bring everyone to the beach anyway.
To the beach and see what happens.
Especially if you're going to let Florence stick around, why not? Maybe she'd be interested in Olu. Why not? Olu's a good dude.
Right.
Rick seems like a good dude. They didn't, you know, get much of a connection with the women.
I mean, that no one came got from much the beach. Of a connection with the women.
And that's the thing. So why not then bring them to the beach? Because they said this isn't what we expected. We'll give them what they expected.
Justice for them. I think they should have been allowed on the beach because clearly more people come in and more people leave. because we have a long time before the finale.
16 hours, if you haven't heard. And
so I think they should have been allowed to come.
Next week, we see all kinds of new people coming to the beach. And I hope it's all next week, because if we have to, you know, like when they showed us the twins, who I believe are from Connecticut, my neck of the woods.
Yes, they are.
We're on The Bachelorette for like 30 seconds.
Literally 30
seconds. I'm hoping we actually get that next week. And Justin, I guess maybe they ran out of alternates that had quarantined long enough, so they're like, let's bring Justin back. I would love to know the behind the scenes of how they're like, oh, guys, we don't have any alternates left. Justin's been hanging out in his room for a week, 2 COVID tests, so he can go. Like, that sort of situation where, like,
yeah,
we got nothing.
It was definitely something like that.
Oh, so it's gonna be wild with Eliza maybe leaving Rodney and Kate going on a date and maybe this big Genevieve and Aaron fight and so much drama on the way.
Oh, I'm ready.
Do we have anything other than on the beach that we need to talk about?
Maddie Pruitt is getting married this weekend. I feel like that was kind of fast. Our girl Crystal got engaged to her boyfriend that they have a child. Last year she had a baby with her boyfriend. They're now engaged. And then Dean and Kaylin finally engaged, which I thought they already were.
Yeah, engaged. I did too, actually.
But it's been 3 years since they got together in Paradise, and they're now engaged as well.
And did we talk about Becca and Thomas? They are engaged again. He wanted to be able to propose so that they both proposed. Does it matter that you need the second proposal?
No, you don't. As long as you both agree and say yes at some point, I think that makes you engaged. But I mean, it's out of the norm for women to do it, even though it's becoming more and more, which that's great. Like, it shouldn't have to be the guy, but maybe he just felt like he wanted to or needed to.
They hadn't been people in a few weeks. So they think, hey, how do we get ourselves?
How do we get another photo shoot in people?
All right. Well, we continue our march down the final 16 hours at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. Katie, thank you so much for your insight as always.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see you guys back here next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.